Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Daryl. Michael Markoch is behind the glass for us today. Anthony Alland back taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. We were talking about the Lakers being sold for $10 billion.
$10 billion fun coupons.
Dollars. And the group that bought them, TWG Global, already a part owner. So, you know, who knows exactly what kind of check they have to write on this. Daryl was mentioning this before our show. They do already own part of the team, so who knows exactly what the check is. But nonetheless, they're writing a big check.
It's off a $10 billion valuation of that franchise.
And they'll be spending some cash, and, you know, it's the Lakers. It's one of the premier franchises in all of sports. I always find this one fun. And it's weird to me, Daryl, because some of these teams you would think, yeah, that's a huge, you can understand that. And others, I'm a little surprised at. It's the Forbes list of most valuable sports teams, and it's from 2024, but it came out at the end of the year. So the new one's not coming out until probably December.
But when Charles Woodson bought into the Browns, he bought into them at the valuation. You know, his, was it 0.01%? Came out to like $5 million that he, you know, bought into.
Imagine that's 0.01% or something like that.
Listen,
$5 million. That tells you how valuable these things are.
Listen, I was told there will be no math today. That was part of the agreement for me to come in today. And here I am sitting here trying to do math. It.
I'm just giving numbers.
I know.
Dallas, according to that Forbes list, the most valuable franchise in sports at $10.1 billion.
That'd be the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys, thank you.
Jerry World.
The second most valuable franchise in Forbes rankings. And this one stuns me.
I'm debating between three teams right now. The Yankees, Dodgers, or Celtics?
No, no, and no.
You're kidding me.
That's what I thought. The Golden State Warriors.
Get out of town.
$8.8 billion.
Well, they did build their own arena in downtown San Francisco, yeah. So that changes things.
Well, I would think so, and it's a great arena. And As a non-architect, I see it sitting right on the bay, just like I see the ballpark in San Francisco where the Guardians are playing.
Or Miami's arenas right on the water. Yeah.
And I keep thinking, how's the thing not sinking? But anyhow, it's not. But the Warriors,
it's a feat of engineering, Jeffrey.
It is. The Warriors were number two, which to me stuns me.
It's called a slurry wall, by the way.
And then here come the teams that you would expect. Ready?
Yeah.
This is 3 through 10, and they're all at least $6.8 billion. 3 through 10, L.A. Rams, New York Yankees, New York Knicks, New England Patriots, New York Giants, L.A. Lakers, New York Jets, San Francisco 49ers.
See, a lot of those teams own their own buildings. They own their own stadiums. So you're going to see the Browns, once Brook Park gets built, you're going to see the value of that team, I think, also explode.
The Browns' value is way down on the list. We'll get to it in a second, but it's way down. It's still worth a lot of money according to this list. But you have a couple of soccer teams that pop in there. You have the Houston Texans, Miami Dolphins, the Commanders, all in the $6 billion range. Celtics at $6 billion, that's what they said, but they sold.
They sold for $8 billion. So and the Commanders sold for over $6 billion.
So the new rankings next year will have those two teams higher. Go all the way down to number 30. And that's where you get the Cleveland Browns. They're between the Falcons and the Chargers.
Yeah, $5 billion, right?
$5.15 billion.
$5.1 billion?
$5.15 billion.
Oh, okay.
Can't forget that five.
It would set
you and me up for life and all of our kids. It's just, it's stunning to me. And, you know, you see things changing a little bit. The family ownership model is hard to find
anymore.
It's
not sustainable anymore, well, unless the family is ultra wealthy.
Yeah, Bill Gates could own a team.
Bill Gates doesn't want to own a team.
Exactly right.
Well, Bezos, I mean, the leagues were begging Bezos to buy teams.
By the Commanders.
And, you know, he has resisted.
Yeah. But that's what's...
Maybe Apple can buy a team. Can we get Apple to maybe, like, the Cleveland Guardians or something?
Do you like the idea of family ownership of a team, knowing that this, you know, this group, the Brown family in Cincinnati, the Haslam family here with the Browns?
Well, the Brown family in Cincinnati is the equivalent of the Dolan family here in Cleveland when it comes to, you know, respective sports.
See, that's...
Millionaires in a billionaire's game, Jeff.
Though the Dolans certainly have issues when it comes to not wanting to operate just with an open checkbook, which, by the way, I've always said, they run a business, they run a team exactly the way I would. Exactly. They don't have Microsoft.
It's an entertainment business, Apple. Not a charity.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I think they do a great job. I wish that, you know, they had unlimited bank accounts, but they don't. It doesn't mean it's not my team, and it doesn't mean I don't enjoy
it. It's a great experience when you go to the ballpark. The atmosphere in the ballpark is great.
Do you think, though, that family ownership is clearly on its way out?
100%.
And I would think if I'm a family that owns it, because you catch a lot of you-know-what, and the Dolans catch you-know-what that they don't deserve, I don't think.
Actually, you know what? I shouldn't say that, and here's why. Because, like, let's look at the Haslam family, right? They're
expanding, but keep in mind.
I understand that, but
they had a big business behind them.
I understand that, but it is Haslam Sports Group.
Right.
It is a family. It's Jimmy.
It's no longer Pilot Flying J. Right, they don't own it anymore.
Right. It's Jimmy and Dee Haslam, and it's JW and Whitney Johnson. That is the ownership group of Haslam Sports Group.
And so, Whitney is their daughter. The
yes.
Daughter.
And JW is the son-in-law. Yep. And they've, like you mentioned earlier in the show, they've expanded the portfolio. They saved the crew in Columbus. They bought into the Milwaukee Bucks. They basically paid for the Bucks for 25, I think it's 25% of that franchise, what they paid for 100% of the Cleveland Browns, almost.
Isn't that bizarre?
That's insane, but that just shows you how much the values of these teams have just exploded.
Yeah, they're exploding.
And that's why, you know, yes, I'm a proponent of, construction and new stadiums and upgrades and all those type of things, but I'm also a proponent of the owners now can afford to pick up quite a bit of the tab themselves because you can mortgage your assets, right? If I need new windows in my home, I got to mortgage the house to put the new windows in the home. You know what I mean? I got to borrow the money. I don't have that kind of cash on hand, right? Well, you have these assets that are worth billions of dollars, so why can't you mortgage those assets as a security to get your loans to build your stadiums, your ballparks, your arenas? We see this in California, the ownership groups, and like when you were going down those top team valuations. Those team, like the Rams, they were third, right? LA Rams were third?
Yes.
Okay. They spent over $5 billion in private money there. Kroenke did. Kroenke Land out in Los Angeles.
To build
SoFi Stadium. The Chargers are his tenant, okay? So he profits from that, but he profits from that building as well. Now, it's a massive investment that he put in, and it went way over what he originally imagined he was going to have to put in for it. But that's why the Rams are number three on that list, because they own their own stadium.
And keep this in mind. Stan had money himself as a real estate guy. He married a woman named Walton. Walmart. Yep. Hey, there we go.
Walmart fortune.
No other Cleveland franchise, by the way, in the top 51 of last year.
Yeah, well, I think the Cavaliers are
Northern Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, the Cavaliers are, I think, the second most valuable franchise amongst the Cleveland teams. And then, obviously, the Guardians are three of three here.
You didn't get to my question. Family ownership. How soon until we almost never see it?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's going to become a rarity. Like, I think that the I think like the Haslams. Okay, and I'm using them because they're the local.
Yeah, the Haslams have taken a big business, sold it, and then have just kind of invested that money into a new business, which is owning sports teams.
Right. And I guess you could say Dan Gilbert because he owns the Cavaliers, so the Gilbert family there. But yeah, the reason he's able is because of
the mortgage company.
Rock now, right? Everything is Rock
Financial.
It's in his portfolios now, Rock instead of Quicken.
I think that's correct.
So families will be able to retain ownership of sports franchises so long as they are tied to big business.
Yes, and see,
that's the only way.
I agree.
The Dolan family right now, as majority owners of the Guardians, they're not tied to a big multi-billion-dollar nationwide business
anymore.
Which, you know, so that is why they're in the position that they're in, where they're watching their payroll. They took a massive hit with their TV deal. Even with MLB TV.
I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about the...
No, I'm talking about the Dolans here in Cleveland.
Right.
They don't have a massive multi-billion dollar big business to fall back on.
And before
the Guardians
anybody says,
are their business.
Before anybody says Cablevision, that was Charles Dolan.
Right.
Brother of Larry.
Everyone confuses that. They confuse the two. There's two branches of the family. There's the New York branch. There's the Cleveland branch. The New York branch is the one, the Knicks, MSG, all that.
James Dolan is cousins with the Dolans who run our franchise.
Exactly. So the only way families are going to be able to sustain individual ownerships of pro sports franchises again is if there's a multi-billion dollar big business attached to them.
I would agree.
And when you look at the ownerships in sports, you know, that is usually the case. The Haslams, Gilberts of the world, and so on down the line. And then what you're also going to have, Jeff, is conglomerates, right? Even the Washington Commanders, that is now a conglomerate of people. The Tampa Bay Rays, even at $1.7 billion, that's a conglomerate that they're putting together.
You wonder if that's good for the sport, if it's good for the teams. I don't know. I don't know how more funding can be bad, if you want to know the truth.
You know what I'm surprised by? I am really surprised that the Haslams have not sold 10% of the Cleveland Browns, which they're allowed to do to private equity. Okay, the league made that allow, right? Because that's an easy $500 million. That's for 10% of the team. That's not even remotely in the same area any control or decision-making processes or anything like that.
And it only takes 51% to make all those decisions because that's what Art Modell owned to the Browns.
Right, but you get where I'm coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
just give me your money. There you go. And when we sell, you'll make some money.
And you've seen a couple of teams around the NFL already take that private equity money, and it's been already approved. So,
pretty stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, in the old days, $500 million would get you your own team. And today, $500 million gets you 10% of a team. That is just absolutely insane to me.
That's a little nuts. Guardians have won a couple of games in a row, folks.
Oh,
sit down. They've won a couple of games in a row.
Oh, great. They're back above 500.
Easy. They haven't scored a ton of runs. They haven't needed to. And that kind of makes me think a little bit about the trade deadline coming up.
They haven't needed to score?
Not really.
I can't wait to hear this explanation.
Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.